When I celebrate a wedding, I always know with the couple that that day is hopefully the beginning of something new. It's the end of some preparation and things, but if they think that that's the end of kind of what it takes for the marriage, now they're married and it's all set, then obviously there might be some bumps down the road. Likewise, with ordination as a priest, I think of this today, the Feast of Pentecost. The year that I was ordained, the weekend was the Feast of Pentecost. So the first Mass I ever celebrated as a priest was Pentecost, meaning that every time I come to this feast day, it's kind of kicking off a new trip through the liturgical calendar, a new one around the cycle. And then likewise, I know that that day of ordination was not the end of my formation as a priest, that there's a need to kind of continually be renewed, to go back to those original intentions and goals, to look forward to what's new, what's exciting, what's on, what the Lord is doing in our life. Again, with marriage, with priesthood, we see and understand this very much. And really, this is the truth with the whole church, that the church is always seeking to be renewed in that grace of that original founding. That Pentecost, we also call the birthday of the church, that in the resurrection, the seed of faith is planted in the hearts of the disciples, that faith in Christ over whom death no longer has control and power, but that they don't immediately begin to go out and bear that fruit, but this seed grows, it continues to develop within that room of prayer with Mary and all the other disciples. It says they're preparing for that day. They spend this time of preparation, these seven sets of seven, 49 days, leading up to the 50th day, the meaning of Pentecost. It's actually an Old Testament feast, the Feast of Weeks, that comes right after Passover, following that same model, that it's on that final day of that Feast of Weeks, seven sets of weeks, that in the Jewish celebration, it's time to begin the harvest of the wheat harvest, that for us in the church, it's this day when that seed of faith that has been growing of the truth of the resurrection and the encounter with the risen Christ goes out and begins to transform the world. That we hope that that same faith that we have here in the four walls of this church doesn't just stay kind of stuck or hidden here after the time of Lent and Easter that we've been going through. That with this, you know, we're called to go out. We're called to let that go out to be kind of burning lights out in the world, transforming that around us. That we seek and pray in the summer months in the church, in our parish, about how we can best let that flame either nourish it where it is burning, those who are on fire, to help nourish and support them. And those in our parish who may be where that flame is struggling, how can we support them? You know, what can we do with our school, our youth group, high school youth group, young adults, adult ministry? What can we do to really foster that? How can we keep this flame burning? Again, every year we come to Pentecost, we're given that invitation to find something new. Jesus says in the gospel that he has many more things that he wishes to tell the disciples, but they're not ready for it now. But the Holy Spirit will guide them to it. To believe that no matter where we are or what we've had, that the Lord has new things planned for us. That openness to the Holy Spirit will surprise us, will transform us, and will transform the world through us. So we thank the Lord for this grace. We think back in our own life, the sacraments we've received, baptism, confirmation, maybe wedding, ordination for me, marriage for many, and just ask the Lord, wherever we are in the state of life, how can we be renewed in that mission that we've received?